Let's continue our talk, but I want to remind you, welcome back home, and we really want to inform you what things are new at the camp. Maybe last time you were here were summer or this volunteer training, right? So the point of this talk is like, can I show you what are the new things, facilities-wise, staff-wise, and projects-wise, right? So for you to be aware of the changes that you may encounter as you come down here to Living Waters Bible Camp during the summer or the fall, right? So let me start by facilities update, like a little bit of that. So last year I announced that we were upgrading the mattresses for especially like campers don't care much about the mattresses. They're excited to be here, but the dorm leaders, the volunteers, they're like, oh yeah, we need to get a little better mattresses, right? So we tried to upgrade the mattresses to an 8-inch mattress in all the bottom bunks, which bottom beds, I think I should say, right? So I realized we missed Potawatomi and Winnebago on that effort, but now we are upgrading those. But not only that, also we are upgrading the top bunks now, right? So every top bunk is going to have a new mattress. Now, don't get too excited about that one, right? Because like, let me tell you what, we cannot go more than 4 inches, otherwise the camper is going to fall over, right? So we bought new mattresses, but they have to be harder because you need to sustain the weight on only 4 inches, right? 4.5 inches, I think what it is. So they're firmer, so I guarantee you're not gonna touch the board, right? That's what we're trying to accomplish. So on the event that you need to be on a top bunk, you know that it's gonna be a new mattress. And the mattresses that we have currently are going to the covered wagon, so we're gonna be upgrading everything. So it's gonna be really nice. If you stay in the covered wagons, I actually recommend it. It's really nice and beautiful to be in the wagons. I do that maybe 2 or 3 times during the summer. I mean, I love it, right? So I recommend you guys going to the wagons because now they have nicer mattresses, right? So anyway, we want to have a good experience for the campers and the volunteers all around the camp, trying to standardize the whole thing. Used to be this cabin was really good and this one was not so good, right? So we're trying to have a same experience so that you are excited to be in any cabin here at Living Waters. Another one, the power flush, right? Some people, I thought all camp had power flush because I only used that restroom. And then I learned like, no, that's not the case. Not all of those have power flush. So now thank you to a couple of donors. We were able to just put power flush in every common toilet. Why the big fuss about it is because some people were waiting for the power for the flushing to take 1 cycle, 2 cycles, 3 cycles. While the line is like, hurry, dude! Like I need to go now. Goes out and then it's ready for the next person, right? So no more lines anywhere. It's gonna be fast now, right? Yeah. Another one that we want to care for campers and volunteers is the hot water. It was a big complaint, you guys are really nice. You guys don't complain, but you were like, man, the bathhouse is hard. You need to wake very early in the morning to get hot water. Otherwise, you're showering yourself with cold water. So we did fix that problem very well. Everybody was commenting. It was a surprise to me that people were coming to me like, the hot water is amazing, right? So now the bathhouse is great and amazing. But the other cabins sometimes run out of water. But now, one of the water heaters in Chippewa Kickapoo, the first set of cabins broke down, so we kind of step up our game, and now we have a really nice water heater there that is going to satisfy the needs of campers and whoever is staying there. So we are hoping to continue that trend to get a good water heater that's going to actually take care of the needs so that everybody, when they take a shower, they just like a hot shower, and they're ready and excited to be in the teachings and everywhere instead of being like, I had a bad experience in the morning, right? So we're trying to make it better. So those are the things that are new in the facilities aspect. New mattresses, a power flush and hot water is making its way. Bathhouse is great. And one of the cabins is now catching up with that kind of trend, right? So now another thing that is new, the first question, what do they have in common, the directors, the nurse, the kitchen, and the guest service? They're all volunteers. What they have in common is that they all share one golf cart, right? So during the summer, we need to share one golf cart with all these people, right? Like as camper needs to go to the nurse, that's the guest service golf cart, the green golf cart, right? You guys know about that one. So finally, we were able, like, thank you for a donor that provided the funds to buy a brand new golf cart. And I'm going to show it to you because it's quite a golf cart, right? Ooh, has an extended thing. It's raining, right? So like handicapped people need to move around and we secure this new golf cart. Andrew's going to be administering both golf carts. He's going to give instructions to the volunteers on how we're going to use those. Now, again, we had a lot of needs, right? Four departments are trying to use the golf cart, so we pretty much the regulation or the guidelines are gonna be lenders just like, I need to go to the restroom, let me take the golf cart, right? Let's try to use them and be aware that a lot of people have the need of the golf cart, so now we have a new one that is gonna be really helpful during the summer for all those departments that we can have a little bit more mobility and be fast with, or not too fast. You know? They still are electric, so they don't go super fast, so which is good. You wouldn't wanna run into campers, right? Okay. So next thing that is new, right? I remember, what was that? I think 2 years ago, I was pointing out that back in 10 years ago, we had 10 full-time staff. And then fast forward 9 years, I guess, we still have 9 full-time staff. Like, it was the same amount of staff, but the campers that we receive has doubled, almost doubled, right? The programs we run, the things we do, they have doubled. So we were really like in a pinch, really a lot of tasks to do, and trying to catch up with many things. So we really felt the need, like, no, we really need to get more staff here at Living Water so that we can accomplish the work well. So that was the picture that I showed when I was talking about 9 staff. 10 years have passed, and we haven't got a more number. So I announced last year that we were getting Rebecca Lowe as a program assistant, and Dwight Duxton as a facilities manager. So now our picture has 2 more people in there, like the one with the red shirts. That was this past summer, we are continuing to try to get the right staff here at Living Waters Bible Camp. So there are 2 more staff that I'm going to introduce to you. Maybe you know them because they have been around here, but they were not full-time staff in the past volunteer training. So let me introduce to you, if you don't know them, Mr. Stephen Book and Aaron Book, coming here to Living Waters. They started as summer staff. They rolled into extended summer staff, and then by September, I think, is when they started full-time staff here. So Stephen is my executive director, assistant, and Dennis was saying to me, like, you really need to survive, you need an assistant, otherwise your family is gonna be run over and you're gonna have time for caring for your family. And Stephen has been such a tremendous help to me. I mean, I have a lot of documents to write, a lot of emails to send, presentations to get ready, and teachings, we share teachings. So he has been really, really instrumental in me being able to spread a little wider now because of all the things that he is helping me with. And he comes with Erin Book, that she has been helping us. So you will notice all our brochures and publications and materials look very different. Now they look cool, right? Like, they used to look like, okay, I get it, right? So she has an eye for graphic design. She's not a graphic designer, but she has an eye, and she really does a great job. And maybe you receive the yearly, I don't know how we call it, yearly booklet with all the events of the year. We discontinued that because we didn't have the bandwidth to produce it, right? And we didn't have the designer. And now, because Erin Book designed it and Stephen Book did a lot of working with the company to get it printed, now we have that one. Campers have them in their homes. And that's one of the many projects that we are getting better at here at Living Waters because of the Book family here at Living Waters Bible Camp, right? So they are still raising support. So it's always with the new families, they come here when they reach the 75% mark of support. So they are trying to get to 100%. So if the Lord puts in your heart to support those families, go ahead, go to the website, and you can support them there, the new family here at Living Waters Bible Camp, right? The second family that is new here is the Denner family, right? So Tim and Keisha with River, they are new to Living Waters Bible Camp, starting, I think, January 1st or something like that. I think that's when they started coming here at the camp. So Tim is our IT manager, and you may be thinking, like, an IT manager at the camp, like, that sounds like a little weird. Like, do we really need IT? Well, we do, right? We do need a lot of IT stuff. We have been blessed for many, many years. There was this donor that donated. He had a company, IT company, and every problem we had, we just called the company, and we didn't have to pay anything. And for many, many years, we had that blessing. The donor sold the company or something like that, and we even got a 3-year extension of that blessing, which ran out December of this year, right? So we were like trying to say, okay, now camp has to pay for those services. The internet goes down. We have a problem with the mail or whatever. And now we were facing, oh my word, like we need to come up with like around, I don't know, I forgot the number, $30,000 per year or something like that to be able to cover for this kind of service that we need here at the camp. So as we were praying about it, thinking about it, we realized that Tim was in a life situation that allowed him to they come back to be full-time staff at the camp, and we're like, yes, this is amazing, right? So now, because of the urgency of the need, the company was gonna stop serving us, and somebody needed to take care of the IT. We needed to bring Team D without getting to that 75% mark of support. So this is like a little critical need. If you guys are willing, if you can support the Denner family on doing on getting to the 100% support raise, so that their salaries don't affect campers' fees. That's what we're trying to do by going to support raise for the camp, right? So that's the Denner family, and I want to show you an exciting project, right? An exciting project that Tim has been working. If you see him, he's probably hasn't slept well in the past week or so because he has been trying to finish this big project, right? So the big project we have here is that now, as you can see, we have a tracking camera. Ooh, it's coming to me like that. It's tracking me, and another one over there, and another one over there, because we're broadcasting this to the volunteer training, but that's not the main purpose of this, right? So the kitchen, they're preparing lunch for us, right? And the point of this project is that we want the kitchen to be able to be listening to the message that is happening here, right? So Kevin Evers has been asking for this project for 2 years, and I know a little bit of IT, and I'm like, I was trying to get it done, but it's just a lot of work, right? I mean, to get all that, figure out all the cords, all the equipment, all the configurations that need to happen is really a big project. I think Tim has been working for that for maybe a month and a half, trying to get it ready, right? It's a lot of work, but now what you're seeing here, the kitchen is listening to that right now, and that's the plan for the summer. As the summer, the chapel messages and everything is happening here, kitchen people can be listening to the message. And now also we have a TV here, we have TV in the lounge. Those TVs are also broadcasting right now live what we're doing here. So sometimes moms need to be there, or somebody needs to be walk outside. So you listen and watch what's happening here in all those TVs. So we really need to do that for caring for the volunteers. We want you guys, when you come down here, to feel like, I came to serve hard, but I also got some spiritual benefit when I was down here. So, and because I'm in the kitchen, there was not a possibility for the kitchen to listen to these things. And now we're able to do that one, right? So another one is that we're gonna have a similar setting in Twin Oaks. We have been trying to record the foundation camp teachings, like in case somebody's not able to come back again or something like that. So we want those foundation camp teachings to be recorded so that the next teacher can learn what are we teaching, and we can have a library of those teachings or any other teachings that happen in Twin Oaks. So because of that, Tim is, I think he's almost done with the project over there. So it's a lot of progress. I think we're gonna use it today, a little bit of whatever is the progress is for the director's meeting that down there in Twin Oaks. So now we're almost ready to be a local streaming, recording, and doing internet streaming in both locations in case we need to do that, right? So we're not planning to just live stream every single teaching here at Living Waters Bible Camp. If the group that comes down here to use the facilities are like, hey, I have people that need to listen to this one. Oh yeah, sure, we just click a button and now it's streaming if they need it, right? So we wanna provide that for our guest groups that come down here. We can record their teachings, we can live stream their teachings, and to be able for them to be able to have that benefit from the investment that the teachers put into Living Waters Bible Camp. So that's one of the many projects the team is working on, and definitely really happy to have him here as a full-time staff with his family, right? This is not a new staff, but it's like a change on positions. We have now Mr. Drew Douglas, who was the general maintenance manager. He's now our volunteer coordinator. We switched the position for him. And the reason of that is that Drew has been struggling with some sort of like abdominal pain for so long, and he was trying to continue to do the work of the housekeeping and general maintenance, but he just got too painful and too difficult to do, right? So he was like, hey, I don't want to go anywhere else. I really like the ministry here at Living Waters. Is there something else that we can do here? And we have been announcing a couple of positions in our website, and the volunteer coordinator was one of those that I really wanted to have down here at the camp. We went to this conference, Christian Camping and Conference Association, and we go to sessions and we learn about this position in many camps. They have a person in charge of volunteers, right? So from the connecting with them, like, hey, this is what you need to bring, we are ready, hey, can you come to do this, can you come to do that, from the recruiting aspect of it, but also, and mainly for the caring of the volunteers, right? When volunteers come here, we want somebody to be making sure somebody greets them, right? So we wanna make sure that when volunteers come down here, they are not only serving, but they get some sort of benefit, spiritual benefit in their lives. And sometimes we have dropped the ball there. We're too busy to care for that one, but now we wanna have a position that is actually paying attention of volunteers, getting actually the benefit that the coming here to the Valley to Living Waters Bible Camp. So we want our mission to reach, train, and equip individuals to become servant leaders through the truth of God's word, intentional godly relationships, and learning adventures in God's creation to apply to the volunteers, right? So it should apply and has been applying, but we have been dropping the ball a little bit there. And now having a full-time person focusing on volunteers, this is, I think, what is going to take us to the next level. I show you the picture of the staff. We used to have 9 staff, and 10 years later, we still were running with 9 staff. I also look at the volunteers, right? So back in the day, we used to have around 300 volunteers coming to the Valley, and 10 years later, we still have 300 volunteers or something like that. Is it because volunteers don't feel welcome here? Is it because volunteers don't feel they're getting a good benefit down here that they're not coming back? So those are the kinds of things that we want to know and we want to fix if there is a problem so that you guys are super excited to come down here and you just can't wait to come back to Living Waters Bible Camp. And when you leave, before you leave, you're like, I want to come back. Is there another opportunity for me to come back here? Because this is such a great place where I grow in the Lord, right? So that's the experience we want to have for the volunteers. And now I want to pass the microphone here to Mr. Drew Douglas. He has a couple of announcements and things to say concerning that volunteer coordinator. Yeah, Drew.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad you guys are here today and that you guys are ready and willing to serve. And I'm so excited to start the new position and that I get to serve you guys and hopefully partner with you this summer and for summers to come to bring the living word and the living water to all the campers. So I'm so excited for that. I just want to point out that even today we have 18 volunteers that are serving you guys as volunteers right now. They're in the kitchen, they're doing childcare, they're speaking. And so if you see one of those today, please say thank you. Like they're giving up their time to make sure that you can be here. So one of the ways that I'm going to be hopefully serving you is we've never had a volunteer coordinator before. We don't know what you guys want. We don't know how to help you guys best. I'm here now trying to build a program. And so I'm going to have surveys or evaluations, or I'm going to be talking to you guys. I want to hear from the volunteers so that I know what I can do to make your time here more beneficial and more meaningful. So it might seem like a lot. I might be sending you guys emails. Hey, what do you think about this idea? Or hey, can you take this survey? It's going to be a lot. I'm just trying to gather what is most beneficial so that when I'm doing things, it's actually helping improve the program. Mm-hmm. The second thing you guys can do is there's a huge hole at camp now. I vacated the general maintenance and housekeeping position. We have 2 other guys that are still doing maintenance. So the maintenance side is doing pretty well, but no one else on full-time staff is taking care of the housekeeping. So the last 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it's all been volunteers. Local volunteers or staff families have been super helpful in coming down and being willing, but long-term that doesn't work unless you guys help. So if you have a desire to help at camp, there's a huge need over the next few months to take care of that housekeeping. I can only do so much. I'm running a whole different department now. So if you desire to help camp, pray about coming down for housekeeping. That would be a huge help. I think that's it. Yeah. So thank you guys for being here. Please talk to one of the volunteers that's here today. Thank them. And hopefully we can partner together and we can have a great summer coming up. Yes. So we do have a full-time position that is opening up for housekeeping, specifically more on the housekeeping than the maintenance, because as we get bigger, housekeeping is more and more of a job. It's not just part of house maintenance anymore. It's its own like department basically. So if you have someone that you know of that wants to do that, send them our way and I think we're getting that position up on our website.
It's on the website now.
It's up already. Great. So yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Drew. All right. So I need your help now. I know some of you are gonna be like, yes, I'll do it. Some of you are gonna be like, I don't wanna do this, right? But I really need your help, right? So I'm expecting Drew, part of the volunteer coordinator, is like he should know your names and faces by summer, right? Like he's a volunteer coordinator, for crying out loud. He needs to know everybody, right? So that's a daunting task. And we were thinking like, how can that happen? How can we help Drew to be able to remember all of you and know who is who, right? And keep you guys straight. So this is what I'm asking you to do, right? So everybody, put out your phones right now, right? And go to your texting and write a text to that number, which is Drew's number, right? So we're about to bomb him with all your names and faces possibly, right? So everybody type in your texting, right? Go to the texting. I'm going to do it with you. 262, right? If you're watching online or you're watching the video later, you got to do it also, right? He needs to know you too, right? So 262, what is that? 949-4973, right? All right. So there you go. And now just as the message, you're going to say your name. I'm Ivan Munguia. There you go, right? Right? All right. I do have his number, but I'm just doing it for you. Hey, I don't see phones. Text him, right? Text him right now. All right. If you don't have a phone, that's fine. That's fine. But don't forget to do it, right? So the next thing you're going to do is just going to take a selfie, right? Just right here, like this. You see? I'm going to take a selfie right there and send it to Drew right there. Send Drew. Now, it may be that our internet is not good enough to send the picture. Don't worry about it. Drew will text you back like, hey, I didn't get the picture so that you can send it when you are home, right? So, yeah, please do that so that he knows who is Ivan Munguia. Oh, it's this guy. Yeah, I've seen him around, right? Like, that's the point of this. Just take a selfie, send him to Drew, and he'll get it, right? If you're very shy and you're like, I don't like this texting thing, that's his email address right there, drewd@lwbc.org. You can also grab it from your computer. Go get your portrait picture that you took when you were like a senior in high school, right? And send him that. If you're close to high school, otherwise you're going to look very different, right? He needs to recognize you from that picture when you come down to the valley, right? All right, so keep doing that one. If you don't have, I see people still doing it. That's good. So I want him to get all the pictures so that we can bless Drew with making his job a little bit easier right now. All right. So the next thing that is new, I mean, we have been talking about the outdoor chapel. And I love this picture because the outdoor chapel has been very instrumental, right, in the development of the campus, right? So that's, I think, John Lyman, right, teaching in the outdoor chapel. And that's how the outdoor chapel was back in the day, right? So you got like in the woods, just sitting in the terraces right there and just trying to learn the word of God. It looks a little uncomfortable, but it was impactful for the campus, right? It was a great thing. So the outdoor chapel kind of ran down. You guys know it. And I'm happy to say that the project of the outdoor chapel is now finished, right? So let me show you this kind of thing. So what a difference from just sitting in the terraces. So that now you're walking and there's lights and there is projection and there is sound system, right? You can connect your instruments and do worship over there, right? And now you can sit in benches instead of the terraces. They're quite comfortable. They're really, really, really nice to be down there. And now we have this space to be able to teach campers about the Word of God in the context of creation. And we know from Boys Camp this summer, the previous summer, that somebody made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ because of a teaching in the chapel. We hear about Girls Camp. There was a super impactful teaching about the Garden of Gethsemane that we were able to do because of the outdoor chapel setting, right? So, hey, everybody, be aware of that spot. You can go pray there. You can take your dorm and just do some prayer time in the morning. You can request it to Andrew, like, hey, Andrew, I want to give a teaching there. Is there a possibility? The IT is there for you guys to just use it, PowerPoint or no PowerPoint, sound system or no sound system, whatever you guys want to do. But now it's ready for usage. But I don't want to overlook, right? In order to get that, this is what had to happen, right? A lot of people had to come down here as volunteers to be able to build that thing, right? So you can see here, foundation campers are carrying this huge piece of wood that they need to move somewhere. I don't even know what. A lot of workshop time, right? Like a crew of volunteers came to do the steel, like the welding and cutting the wood and everything. TSTers and other volunteers just putting the terraces, getting the dirt ready, right? So just imagine how much work it had to be to get this building or this structure out, right? So now, thank you guys, all you volunteers who came and say, like, I'm going to take it because that outdoor chapel needs to be ready for campers to be able to learn about the Word of God, right? So now it's new. is ready. I mean, I don't know if we're gonna have it ready for some. That's what I'm saying. Cause like the soft ground is not ideal for having everything ready. So, but you'll be ready. Okay. Next one is the septic system, and it's kind of funny that this was the only picture we had from the septic system project, right? And it was when the inspector came to check the dirt under, right? So we dig a couple holes, and that's all it was, right? And then one day in the middle of the fall, the company came down, and I think it was like a week or maybe 2 weeks. And in just 1 week, the whole thing changed, right? Like we couldn't inform you guys of anything like, ooh, now we have this, now we have that. It was just boom, boom. There you go. And they finished it like really nice. So let me show you a little bit of the pictures of all the things that happened, right? Like, oh my word, like you can see Mr. Drew there really excited about the septic being built and everything, right? But Mr. Stephen Book, talking about my assistant, he wrote a really nice article in our blog about how all these things and all the pictures are there. So I invite you guys to go check it, lwbc.org/blog is the latest post there. So that's a very nice article that talks about the expense and how we went about and all the pictures and everything that just for you guys to be able to enjoy. And praise the Lord, because $225,000 were raised by donors that believe that this is the place they need to put $225,000